Temperature records fell across the state yesterday, with highs in the 40s, 50s, and even 60s. Much of the state is experiencing weather that feels more like May or June than January. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Port Allsworth on Lake Clark was the warmest spot in the state Monday at 62 degrees, the highest temperature ever recorded in Alaska in January. Nome hit 51 degrees, the highest midwinter temperature recorded there. Rick Toman is climate program manager for the National Weather Service in Fairbanks. He says a big high-pressure system has been stuck over most of the state.
It's lasted almost 10 days now, so this has provided a lot of time for warm air to be moved north to melt snow in places that normally have snow cover this time of year and produce lots of temperature extremes.
Seward hit 61 degrees on Monday. It was 57 in Homer. Even the Brooks Range has seen temperatures in the 40s. The length of the warm spell is noteworthy. Toman says you have to go back to the late 1970s or early 80s to find anything similar.
This is one of those dramatic excursions that kind of get weather people excited.
In Girdwood, home to Alyeska Ski Resort, this dramatic excursion from normal winter elicits a very different reaction.
I just looked up the mountain and it's frightful right now.
Stephanie Flynn co-owns The Bake Shop, a popular restaurant at the base of Alyeska. The ski resort closed indefinitely yesterday due to poor conditions. Flynn says The Bake Shop will stay open, but business has been slow.
We see very unhappy, sad-looking customers. But we also see that, of course, the numbers are lacking. We don't get as many people into our restaurant for lunch or breakfast. So we do see the impact here, especially on the weekends.
Flynn says the raspberries in her yard are leafing out. She's hoping winter will return quickly with a healthy dump of snow. But Rick Toman from the National Weather Service says that's not likely anytime soon. He says the warm temperatures will begin to moderate, but snow isn't in the forecast for at least the next few weeks.
It really does not appear that we will see significant snowfall over most of Alaska, so that places that have lost their snow cover or have it a serious ice cover on their snow are not likely to get much relief from that. And really, at this point, in the next 2 weeks, we do not see temperatures really dramatically below normal most anywhere in Alaska.
A recent Facebook post offered what may be the shortest and most accurate way to describe the unusual weather, Junuary. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.